Okay. Shalom aleichem, everybody. Let us pick up where we left off yesterday, which is the middle of Daf Nun Ches, Amud Beis, a little below the middle, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so now we're just trying to figure out pshat in this Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Tana Rabbanan, Sidur b'chol kach Sidur b'Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sidur b'Erev Shabbos. My Ka'amar, what are they talking about? So here we have three pshatim in the Amoraim. Amar Abai, Hachi, Amar Sidur b'chol b'Erev Pesach. Kach Sidur b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. Meaning it's all about Erev Pesach. Same as the week did Erev Pesach, so too Shabbos Erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sidur b'Erev Pesach v'Lios b'Erev Shabbos. Kach Sidur b'Shabbos. So, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos Erev Pesach? So Rabbi Shmuel says it is like a weekday. Rabbi Akiva says it is like a Shabbos. Masnis is going to be called Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah equates Shabbos and call it Erev Pesach. Therefore, is Rabbi Yishmael who Rabbi Yishmael? Okay, let's just put the word. Make sure we got it straight. Just shot in the Gemara. Here we have which Amora. What is the case of the Brisa? What is the opinion of who comes first? Rabbi Yishmael comes first. Rabbi Yishmael. What is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? And who is alike? So the first day is Abaye. The case is Shabbos, Erev Pesach, right? Rabbi Shmuel says it is like a weekday. Like a weekday means it's Nikrav at 7.5 till 8.5. And Rabbi Akiva says it is like a Shabbos, which would make it 6.5, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. What's the Svaras? What are they arguing on the Svara? The Mike Miflagi. The Musafin, Kodman, Wazichin, Ka Miflagi. What comes first, Musafin or Wazichin? Right? Musafin, Musafin, and Shabbos, we're familiar with that. Wazichin, we're also familiar with, right? Biyoma Shabbos, Biyoma Shabbos, Lefnei Hashem, Yarechenu. We put new lechem upon him every Shabbos on the Shulchan, which means we take off the old lechem. I shouldn't say old. We take off the chronologically old, but physically fresh lechem apanim from the Shulchan every Shabbos. And there are two bazichi levona. What gets niktar on the Mizbeach from the lechem apanim? None of the lechem apanim. There's no kmitz or anything. All the lechem apanim is eaten by the lanim. What goes in the Mizbeach? The two bazichim, two spoons full of levona. So what comes first, the bazichim or the musafim? So Rabbi Shmuel saw Musafin Kodim Bazichin, Avdu Musafin Sheish Bazichin Sheva, Avdu Latam Sheva Metza, Kiva saw Bazichin Kodim Musafin, Bazichin Chamish Musafin Sheish, Avid Le Latamid, Bishesh U Metza. Okay, and then we have no Svara problem with Abaye, just they're going back is Lashon. So what is the Svara? The Svara is Rabbi Shmuel holds a Musafin Kodim. Rabbi Akiva holds Zichin Kodmin, in which case what happens? Rabbi Shmuel says that everyone seems to assume Musafin at the same time, in the sixth hour. Right? The sixth hour is Lechora, between 5 and 6. That's the sixth hour. Right? One of the hardest parts of keeping track of the hour is the difference between 6 hours and the sixth hour. Why is everyone holding Musafin in the sixth hour is very unclear. Almost everything I'm going to discuss in Shir today, I feel completely ignorant about. So this is the first of them. I know what Rashi says. Rashi says, why are you Musafin in the sixth hour? Because the Musafin say, Bayom HaShabbos. And Bayom means the sixth hour, right? Bayom means like in the heat of the day. That would be the sixth hour. But that would fit the Gemara straight. What I don't fully understand is that Rambam never actually discussed this in the Mishnah Torah. So I don't know why he doesn't actually discuss it. The Mehiri here says, Stoma, they were back with Musaf in the sixth hour. I assume he tried to tie into the Rambam, but doesn't discuss it. Oh, it's just be Stoma. I have no idea why they were Stoma. At the same time, regardless if you hold Mazichin comes first or Musafin comes first. So we're going to stick with Rashi. We'll stick with Rashi, but I'll admit, there might be other options out there that I don't fully understand why Alma would agree with Musafin if only one person agreed with Musafin.
Why would everyone agree with something 6 hours and build around that? Well, let's think of Rashi. Rashi says, Bayom equals 6 hours. In which case, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yusufin are in the 6th hour. And Azichin in the 7th. In which case, you get to 7.5 by the time you call Makriv the Pesach. While Rabbi Akiva says, in the 5th hour... And Musafin in the 6th hour. Okay. The only tricky part here is what Rashi brings up. Okay, this is Mushlam. This is a very fine mitzad hasvara. Abai is a very fine shot. We're just not going to love. We're going to seemingly reject him because we don't like how Maduyik is in the Lashon. But Rashi, of course, brings up the obvious question here, which is, hold on a second. If Musafin are in the 6th hour and Bazichin, according to Akiva, Bazichin in the 6th hour, Musafin in the 5th hour, Musafin in the 6th. You're finished at six, at high noon. So why do you wait another half hour for the Talmud? We know why we wait another half hour for the Talmud. That's what we discussed last time. According to Rishmael, Musafin in the 6th, Bazichin in the 7th. Now it was 7 o'clock on a halachic clock, right? It's the end of the 7th hour. So why do we wait half an hour? Why do we have to wait? Why do we have to waste half an hour until Korban Pesach? Why not bring Korban Pesach at 7 hours after the Bazichin? That's Rashi's question. There are many answers to the question. Rashi himself suggests two answers. One answer is that it took an extra half hour to divide up the Lechem HaPanim. Meaning it took an hour or two to be makriv the Bazichin, and then they needed a half hour to be makriv the Lechem HaPanim. That's one answer. Okay. From 7 to 7.5, not makriv, to be mechali, they divvied up the Lechem HaPanim among all of the different Kohanim. Tosfos asks, then why doesn't Rabbi Akiva require a half hour here to divide up the Lechem HaPanim? And therefore he rejects it. But some of the Achronim, such as the Shash answer, no, maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, they divided up the Lechem HaPanim between 6 and 6.5. Okay, maybe they divide between 6 and 6.5. So that's one possibility, between 7 and 7.5, or between 6 and 6.5, they divide the Lechem HaPanim. The other answer of Rashi is a little more dachot. It's just that since the Korban Pesach was on the half hour, the Tumit was on the half hour in other days, they wanted to be on the half, like it's always on the half, right? So therefore they could have made it at 7, but they wanted to always be on the half like the other days. Okay, why is it important to always be some shuls, right? Where I live, there's Marv in the old shul always on the hour, the new shul always on the half. I guess it makes it easier to remember. I don't know why they have to do that in the Mishamikdash, but okay, they want to always be on the half for simplicity. There are two other answers that I found in the Mefarshim, meaning ask. Why not 7? So one answer says Rashi, half hour, or let's make it more explicit here. We look, Lechem HaPanim, took a long time to divide it up, was between 7 and 7.5. Second answer, Rashi and Tosos like this one. Low plug of on the half. Talmud was always on the half, low plug, even when it didn't need to be. The third answer I found in the Rishash here. I'll leave it to the Rambam. The Rambam said the Basichim were before the Nesachim of the Musaf. It's not clear. The Nesachim, the wine of the Musaf, when did they go? If the Basichim were before the Nesachim of the Musaf, then he says very easy, Rashash, the Fi Rambam says the Niske Musafin were between 7 and 7.5, and therefore that had to delay us. And the most, perhaps not wonderfully fundamental, but also a Maisa fundamental answer is the Tosfos Shantz here. And the Tosfos Shantz here also is a day in Tosfos all over Shas. I put in brackets, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim and Yavamas that hold that, and Yuma that holds this way. There's also a Tosfos Rush in Brachas that hold this way that I didn't put in the brackets. It's another day in the Bali Tosfos. It says, why is this hour from Bayom? The day. Is the 6th hour in the middle of the day? When is really the middle of the day? second time is also not the middle of the day. It's afternoon. The middle of the day is from 5 to 6.5 to the 7th hour. And says Tosa Shas, that's what we mean when we say Musafim B'Sheish. We don't literally mean the 6th hour. What we really mean is, says the Tosa Shas and a bunch of other Tosa Shas all over Shas, he says, what we really mean is Musafim from five and a half to 6.5. And Basifin from 6.5 to 7.5, because Musafin should be smack in the middle of the day. And if we said Bashishas, what we meant was not in the 6th hour from 5 to 6, but from 5 to 6.5, Basif 6.5 to 7.5, everything works well. Of course, we're doing Kiva, Basif would be 4.5 to 5.5, Musafin 5.5 to 6.5, that would also work well. So here we have Machlokes Rishonim. When is the Zman of Musafin? Is the Man of Musafin by Yom? Is the Man of Musafin by Yom at the 6th hour? Or is the Zman of Musafin smack in the middle of the day? Lichora, the Zman that Machlokes, although I have no evidence to go further than Rishonim say, is that this also Shans makes sense. That if by Yom means the middle of the day, it should be from 5.5 to 6.5. That's the middle of the day, centered around high noon. It could be the Shad, well, the other Rishonim, who didn't say this, when they say it's Mamish from 5 to 6, is because still we have Mubad, Lasa Boker, Shelo, Lasa Tamid. Still, the Musafim are connected to Tzom Shal Shachar, right? Mubad, Lasa Boker. So they have to be in the morning to connect to Tzom Shal Shachar, but in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day and in the morning, you go from 5 to 6, which is still in the morning, but it's the middle of the day, part of the morning. So, sorry, that's the focus. So Shans thinks that the Musaf does not have to be in the morning. And the other Rishonim, thinks it has to be in the morning. Like the connection between chakras and Musafis. Interestingly, it's Tosfos Shanim. Doesn't say this Araya. The Araya first shot. Halakha L'maisa L'chatchila, when do you have to daven Musaf? Halakha L'maisa. No kachin here. Right? Kizv Shulchan Aruch. Right? The halacha test in 10th grade. When do you have the musaf halacha? In the first 7 hours, right? You have the musaf within an hour of late, right? Before 7 hours of chachmila. That's what it says in the Gemara. Buddha says they have to daven by 7 hours, and we assume the way we pass that even we look at chachmila. So it's not so clear when you can see why musaf within 7 hours. So the Rosh says, well, if the Zman HaMusaf is 5.5 to 6.5, well, a little tricky, and they didn't want to be so medactic that someone missed it so easily, so they gave you an extra 30 minutes, because sometimes it went a little over and people aren't so medactic, then you can understand why you have to do it by 7 hours. Well, if the Musaf is 5 to 6, it's not clear why you get an extra hour. Either way, it's a little dumb. Why not just say 6.5 to 6? That's also something that I'm not sure. So Shan says, he gets to work for him. He gets from 5.5 to 6.5, then that's why you get until 7, either because you go a little late, or maybe because they daven a little afterwards, and that would take till 7. So he brings out his right for his shot. Right during the Gemara. Maskef LaRava, meaning Rabbi Akiva, because he drew the Erev Pesach, Shkolius, the Erev Shabbat. Does Rabbi Akiva say like Friday Erev Pesach? He doesn't say like Friday Erev Pesach. He just says like Erev Pesach. So he doesn't like this chat. Erev Pesach stomach study. Ella Marava Hafgarm Sudur, but called the Alva Katsudur, but Shabbat Erev Pesach, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sudur, but Erev Pesach. Okay, that is much more pshat. At least in the second half of the brisa, kechol and erev Pesach. Umasisa Tony Bim Chol Bim Shabbos Rabbi Akiva. So what does Rava say? Let's put Rava on the board. He also admits they're arguing about Shabbos erev Pesach. He just says that Rabbi Shmuel says like chol, not like chol erev Pesach, like chol, which is 8.5, and. And And Rabbi Shmuel says, like regular Erev Pesach. Regular Erev Pesach is 7.5. And our Mishnah, which says, Bein Bechol, Bein Shabbos, is 7.5. Who would our Mishnah be? So that's supposed to be the next line here. Keep my place. Yes, obviously, Tariq Kiva. I just want to find it inside. Masnis is going to be Bechol, Bein Shabbos. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva. Okay. When I come in, okay, what's the machlokas here in Svara? The Mechmar Bisra, commissionally, whether we're about Mechmar Bisra, Rashi says, it's been a whole example, Mechmar means, I don't think it makes such a difference. Rashi says it means spoilage, getting hot and spoiling. Whether we're worried about the meat spoiling, Rabbi Shmuel, Sober, Hashim, Mechmar Bisra, because on Shabbos you have to wait. You have to wait a long time, till nighttime to roast it, so it has a lot of time to spoil, because you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos. So it says ads, you're not even allowed to skin it on Shabbos, which makes it even trap more heat and spoil quicker. Okay, what's the svara? The svara here is shash mithmar bisra, meaning even though you'd want to do it as early as possible, because there's no dermat dumps on Shabbos, so you might as well give yourself a lot of time to prepare Pesach, and you really want to start as late as possible. And this is pushing the envelope as late as you can, meaning you really hurry. You don't really have enough time after giving time to 8.5, but you squeeze it and don't have enough time anyway to make the rush, because otherwise the meat will spoil, and then you will have bigger problems. And Rabbi Shmuel is not koshish for Mithmar Bisra. Mithmar Bisra. Rabbi Akiva, thank you. Is not koshish for Mithmar Bisra, but he holds the opposite, as we thought beforehand. He holds Mosfit Kogan Mazichin, and therefore he gets to 7.5. That is Rava. Why they argue about Hashina the Mechmar Bisra, I'm not sure. You could say, like, why one be choshish, why not? Or they didn't just have a scientific machlokas, whether it spoils or it doesn't spoil. So here, I'm really not at all certain. The Meiri suggests they're really arguing about machlokas elsewhere, except on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to skin it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to skin it on Shabbos, so therefore we're told she's still spoiled. Rabbi Kiva holds you're allowed to skin it. Skinning is docha Shabbos. If skinning is docha Shabbos, then we're not worried about spoilage. Or you could say they argue to what extent we're so much on an ace, right? What do we know in the Beis Hamikdash? That the meat never spoils. So we're normally somech on an ace, but you know, in this case, there's a good reason. I'm somech on a little bit, but I'm not going to leave in 3 days. Maybe they argue how much we're somech on an ace. Or maybe they just argue in practical judgment. On the one hand, there's some chance of spoilage if you do it early. On the other hand, there's some chance of not having enough time to bring the harvest if you do it late. They just argue using their judgment as to whether it's better to take a chance of spoilage or take a chance of running out of time to bring the harvest. So we're not sure. It could be a lot of things they argue about. One thing for sure, they argue about Mechmar Bisra. Okay, continuing the Gemara then. Maskla Rav Bar Ula, Midei, because Rabbi Akiva is doing for the safe. How about the Risha? I should say the Risha. Okay, he's Midoik in the first half of each sentence, Kisidur Bechol and Kisidur Be'erev Pesach. But it says Kisidur B'Shabbos in the second half of the sentence. Midei Kisidur Bechol, Kisidur B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Who said the argument Shabbos, Erev Pesach? The Rabbi Shmuel Katani, Kisidur B'Shabbos Katani. The argument of regular Shabbos. Shabbos, like a weekday, the very small, very kibbutz, the very pesach, the alma, the door of Shabbos, the alma, that is the closest to Pshat of the Brisa, must these be going to be the holy Shabbos, the very hot, what does Rav Bar Ula say? They're arguing at a regular Shabbos, and Rabbi Shmuel says it's like a Yom Chol. What's a Yom Chol? 8.5 hours is a Yom Chol. Rabbi Akiva says it is like a regular Erev Pesach. And who is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is everyone. Why? Because the Mishnah didn't really discuss Shabbos. And then it says, and then it says, Shabbos. And it never said a regular Shabbos. Therefore, even though you might say it's more of a judgment very small, because it never said Shabbos is different, but never discussed Shabbos. It never discussed Shabbos. It even has a little hint that it says, well, on Shabbos there are Pesach 7.5 hours, so maybe every Shabbos, so could go for everyone. And what's the sort of machlokas here? What are they arguing about then? Okay, what's the svara? The svara is gzeira atu chol because of nedarim when it doubles, right? On chol, you have to wait till 8.5 hours to have time to bring nedarim doubles, so you can't bring them after the tumit. So on chol, you have to wait till 8.5 hours to make gzeira shabbos atu chol. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a gzeira. If he doesn't have a gzeira, why 7.5 hours? Because Musaf and Kodman, etc. And therefore, Musaf are in 6th, the Zichar in 7th, and you need 7.5 hours for one of those four reasons we have over there. That is Rav Arula. In the Gemara now asks, Meisvei, Tamid Kolashana Kula Kari Pilchas. Nishka b'shmonu mechza, v'kari b'teisha mechza. U'v'era Pesach, nishka b'shem mechza, v'kari b'shmonu mechza. Chalios b'shabbos, still be chalios b'shabbos. Era Pesach on Shabbos, kechalios b'shemi b'shabbos. If it falls on Shabbos, like falling on Monday, meaning era Pesach on Shabbos, like era Pesach on a weekday, then Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Omer, k'sidura b'era Pesach, like era Pesach, b'shlom alabai nicha. For Rabbi, this makes a lot of sense. Shabbos era Pesach is like Monday era Pesach. 7.5 hours. And Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ksiduro be'erev Pesach, like erev Pesach, meaning like a different kind of erev Pesach, meaning that's on Friday." Bishlam ve'nicha l'rava kasha, but l'rava, how can you say it's like a Monday? After all, it's not like a Monday. Monday is 7.5 hours. I'm l'chav Rava. They'll tell me chol b'shem b'shabbos elikish, shem b'shabbos the alma. Right? Don't say Rabbi Shmuel says Shabbos erev Pesach like if it was chal on Monday. Say it's like a regular Monday, which is 8.5 hours. And Meisvei, Chalios b'Shabbos Kedura Kol Hashana Kula Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. If it's on Shabbos, it's just like all year long. Rabbi Akiva Amar Kedura B'Erev Pesach, like Erev Pesach. Bishlam Ola Rav Anich, that makes sense for Rav. If it's Chal on Shabbos, it's like all year long, Kol Hashana Kula. That works well for Rava. El Abayi Kasha, Amar Chabayi, Lo Teim Kedura Kol Hashana, El Eim Kedura Kol Hashana Kula Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Amar Kedura Erev Pesach, Kol Yisbe Erev Shabbos. Don't say Kol Hashana Kula, Kol Hashana Kula. If it's full on Shabbos, like every other year. Every other year is 7.5, meaning on a falls on a weekday. So Abai and Rava are defended. Okay, how do we paskin? Like Abai, like Rava, or like Rava Bar Ula? You might have thought to pass like Rava Bar Ula because, remember, Abai was not the Duyik in the original Brisa. Rava was not the Duyik in the original Brisa. Rava Ula seems to have gotten the upper hand. However, the Rambam paskin like Rava Bar Ula, we paskin like we. Rambam is the only person who paskin with these things. The Rambam passing like Rava. Why does he pass like Rava against Rav Barula? So the Lechem Mishnah says, because the Gemara defends Rav Abai and Rava in the end. So that shows all three of them are valid. If all three of them are valid, then we always pass like Rava, because Allah always follows the Rava against all the other Amorim. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says. I think the Lechem Mishnah read too many Tosasim. It's good to be Tosasim. But not when you're trying to get shot to Rama. I thought it's a much more posher reason why the Rambam paskin against, what's the real question? Not why he passed like Rav against Abai. Halach's always like Rav against Abai, except Yal Kagan. Why do you pass like Rav against Rav Marula? So the Mishnah says, if Rav is valid, Rav Marula is valid, we always follow Rav. I thought it was simpler than that. How do you know you follow Rav against Rav Marula? It's because Rav Marula is against the last two Brisos. The last two Brisos said, Chalios b'Shabbos, Chalios means Erev Pesach on Shabbos, not a regular Shabbos. Chalios b'Shabbos, Meisvei Chalios b'Shabbos. The last two of the three brises said they're arguing about Chalios b'Shabbos, meaning Shabbos Erev Pesach, not regular Shabbos. Tosos says this is not a kasha Rav Bar Ula. Tosos, in the middle of his discussion with Reshbal Ella, says no. Rav Bar Ula would just say they argue about regular Shabbos and about Shabbos Erev Pesach. But the Rambam probably thought it was dafo. If the last two brises prove they argue on Shabbos that it's Chal and Erev Pesach, then they don't argue about a regular Shabbos. Meaning, they only have one argument. That's the Rambam says they only have one argument, right? What does he do with the last two brises? Kasha mishtei habrisos haachronos So Tosos assumes he takes a different posture, and then he builds a Shakuataria in Dibramaskel Ella. Oh, Yatari's Karava. Ah, he could always answer like Rava. Tosos says could be too much logos.
Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, the Rambam probably thought it was Dachuk. In my opinion, I would say the Rambam says, Mikan, he would basically say, yeah. Rabba Bar Ula was Itosaf. He was disproven by these brises.
Oh, why didn't they say he was disproven? They did. They say, Nichala Bayi Kashula Rava. Rava answers. Nichala Rava Kashula Bayi. Bayi answers. They don't say anything about Bar Ula because it's not Nicha for him and he can't answer the Kash. And he can't answer anything. He's just gone. He's flown out of the water. So I think the Rambam would read this as blowing Rav Bar Ula out of the water, and that's why he paskins like Rava. Obviously, we always paskins to keep him in Chaviro, so that means he paskins like Rava. He paskins that Shabbos Erev Pesach is 7.5 hours, which is in fact what he paskins, and he doesn't paskin regular Shabbos 7.5 hours, because he rejects Rav Bar Ula. Okay, just one side point I want to point out here, that it's very, very strange. Tosos, Rashi and Tosos asked the question, why Kishani B'Shabbos? Why is it as if it was on Monday? Why not say as if it was Sunday? Why dafka Monday? So Rashi has, Rashi suggests two pshatim. Why was dafka Monday? One is that, just random. Okay. I mean, and if he had said Sunday, you would ask why dafka Sunday. If he said Tuesday, you would ask why dafka Tuesday. He has to randomly pick a day of the week. He liked Mondays. He suggests another pshat, which is that Monday, which is that he just started at the beginning of the week, and Erev Pesach can't be Sunday because Lo Badu Rosh, right? Lo Adu Rosh, Lo Badu Pesach. Pesach can't fall on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which means Erev Pesach can't fall on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. So Erev Pesach can't be Sunday. So the first time Erev Pesach can fall is Monday. Is Monday. So that's the shot that obviously Rashi heard from someone. The Ista Amri. Right? Some people say, right? What's the Siyash Omer? Yesh Omer. Erev Pesach Eino Chal Berishon Mishom Lo Badu Pesach. Pesach can't be on Monday, so Erev Pesach can't be on Sunday. And Rashi rejects it. Rashi says, Erev Pesach can be chal on Sunday. Bizman HaTanoim. Bizman HaTanoim, and even the time, many of the Amoraim, they were Mekadesh on Iyah. They never have a fixed calendar, right? They don't have a fixed calendar. Erev Pesach can fall on Monday. Tosos, the Ramesel Ke'ilu, quotes Rashi. Rashi, Shehiksha, Dalpiri, Mekadesh, Ein Nero Lari. He rejects Rashi. And Tosos says, Taki could be random. Could still be random. Right? But he rejects Rashi. So he says, even in Zman HaTanoim, they were makbid. There's from many places in Shas, that even in Zman HaTanoim, they were makbid, that you not have 2 days of Isser Malacha Gemurah in a row. How would you have 2 days of Isser Malacha Gemurah in a row? If Yom Kippur was Friday, or if Yom Kippur was Sunday. Right? He proves from Shas that this rule of, at the very least, the rule of Lo Du Rosh, meaning that, he assumes that this rule is an old rule in the Tanoim that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall on Adu, so you won't have Yom Kippur 2 days in a row, we'll come to that in a moment. And therefore, Tosos says, what does Tosos say back to Rashi? Says Tosos, Af Yizman HaTanoim Kipidu Al Lo Adu Rosh, even as man of Re'iyah, they were makbid. Meaning, even as man of Re'iyah. that Rosh Hashanah couldn't fall on those days, and if lo ad Rosh, lo vadu Pesach. Why? I apologize to all those who don't like math, because from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah is exactly 177 days. 177 days is 25 weeks and 2 days. And therefore, if Rosh Hashanah can't be on Sunday, Pesach can't be on Friday. Then Rosh Hashanah can't be on Sunday. Rosh Hashanah can't be on Thursday. On Friday, Pesach can't be on Wednesday. Rosh Hashanah can't be on Wednesday. Pesach can't be on Monday. Pesach still can't be on Monday. Why? Because Pesach was Monday. Then let's review. Then Rosh Hashanah would be Wednesday. If Rosh Hashanah was Wednesday, it would be Friday. And that was not allowed, even in the days of the Tanaim, even when they had Kiddush Alpi Re'iyah, they still had, at the very least, Lo Ad Rosh, or at least Lo Du Rosh. That is Tosfos kind of against Rashi. Therefore, Tosfos rejects Rashi. He still says, I think it's a random day, but he rejects Rashi. All the Achronim point out, I put the slot here, that this Tosfos is very, very difficult. This Tosfos doesn't really make so much sense. Why is Tosfos wrong? Even if they're Makna Lo Ad Rosh, why are they Makna Lo Ad Rosh? So that Yom Kippur won't fall out the wrong day. Okay, so they have to be Makna Lo Ad Pesach? No, you could always adjust the months during the summer. I mean, why adjust the months in the spring to make Lo Ad Pesach? Just adjust the months in the late summer to make Lo Ad Rosh. After all, you might have to adjust it again anyway because you're in Kashal Piriya. So, really, Rashi's right. Tosfos here is a very dachuk. Tosfos Shas tries to explain a little more. He says, no, they didn't like messing with any months. But the simple shot is that here is Rashi attacking the Yishomrim. Here is Tosfos attacking Rashi. And the answer is, this is very partial. If you just think about mathematics, it's partial. If not, you can look at Slav. They say for Rashi, the Slav says, but it's obvious. He says, even if they were Machmen and Lo Adu Rosh, they still weren't Machmen and Lo Adu Pesach. Because what's the point? You want Lo Adu Rosh for its own month. Rosh Hashanah can't be Wednesday, then Yom Kippur be Friday, that's bad. Rosh Hashanah can't be Friday, then Yom Kippur be Sunday, that's bad. Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday, then Rosh Hashanah Rabbah would be Sunday. And that's bad. Okay, it's a big discussion in the story. When do they start being mocked on the app? But that's not relevant for Arsa. Yeah, Arsa, you have to. So Rosh Hashanah, they were mocked on even Bizman Hariyah. And how were they mocked on it if the witnesses came? So the Gemara said before, they were mocked on the witnesses to retract their testimony. Right? They were mocked on Rosh Hashanah even Bizman Hariyah. Why? Because they want the Yom Kippur and Sukkot to pull out the right way. But why are we mocked on Pesach? We're mocked on Pesach because Nisan always has 30. And Iyar always has 29, and Sivan always has 30, and Tammuz always has 29, and Av always has 30, and Elul always has 29. So we need to be Makban on Pesach to get Rosh Hashanah to pull out the right day. But in those days, when they were Kadosh Al Piriya, Nisan and Iyar and Sivan and Tammuz and Elul could have had 29 or 30. So there's no point being Makban on Pesach because you didn't know how many days would be. Remember, we have Lo Ad Pesach, so it's exactly 25 weeks and 2 days from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah. Actually, that's not right. So likely 23 weeks and 2 days from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah. But in those days, there weren't exactly 23 weeks and 2 days from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah. Because you don't know how many days Iyar and Sivan and Tam, Nisan and Iyar and Sivan and Tam and Amad El would be. So they say very pashut, Hikpidu al lo adu rosh aval lo al lo badu Pesach ki Lo haya misbar yomim kavua bein Pesach l'Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, the chat is that there's no reason to have Lo Ad Pesach for us. We don't actually care what day Pesach falls out on. The only reason we make sure Pesach doesn't fall out on Beis Alevav is so that Rosh Hashanah won't fall out on Aleph Alevav. As is their days, there's a variable number of days in Pesach Rosh Hashanah. There's no reason to be makbid, so really Rashi makes sense. Because Man Ariya, even if they were makbid on Lo Ad Rosh, they weren't makbid on Lo Ad Pesach. Tosfos very dachuk, he's going to have to say, no, they were also makbid to have the same calendar we have, even in the days of the Ariya, which is very, very dachuk. Okay, so Rashi really makes more sense here. let's go back to the Gemara, and then let's go on to the next circuit. Okay. Nun Ches Amid Beis. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. Minayin Shlo Yedor Kodim L'Tom Shal Shachar. How do you know you're not allowed to bring any cover before the Tom Shal Shachar? Tamar Lomar V'Arach Aleav Ola. Right? What it says is you light the fire on the Maracha, and the first thing you do is you put the Ola on it. So the first cover you have to bring has to be the Ola, not anything else. My Talmud, but how do we learn that means the Tamid Shal Shachar? Maybe means some other Ola. Amar Rava Ha Ola Ola Rishona. No, Ha in Drushas Chazal always means a specific one, not a random one. So Ha Ola means the first one. So the first Ola, not doesn't mean the first Ola of the day. It has to be the first Ola of the day. It means the first Ola elsewhere. The first Ola in general has to be the first carbon of the day. So it says Varachala Ola first thing bring. What's generally the first carbon? What's generally the first carbon? The Tamid Shal Shachar. Why is Tamid Shal Shachar generally the first carbon? Not so clear. Rashi here says, because the Parshas Karbonos, the carbon Tamid, Siv Vermesha, the Parshas Karbonos. In Pinchas, the carbon Tamid comes first, right? In the Chamishi of Pinchas, right? As Karani Lachmili Shai Reapni Chachit Tishmiru, Lachribli Madam. First comes the Tamid, then Shabbos, then, right, remember how it goes, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkos, Shemini Atzeres. So that's why it's first, because the first in Parshas Pinchas. It's not so clear why we care about Parshas Pinchas. After all, there's a lot of Korbanos before Pinchas. So there are many days that we're shown in here. Maybe I should put it there. Ritosos, Bavitziah, Daphnon, Hey, brings two other deos. Either he says it's Tamid Shal Shachar is the first because, according to one man, the Amar, anyone know Bnei Yisrael brought Korbanos first in which parsha? Mishpatim, right? Vayishlach Darid Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olus. So according to one man, the Amar, it's Machlokes Olus Shas, that was Olus HaTamid. Chor Shal Shachar, right? Chor they did it before, it sounds like. So maybe, according to one man, the Amar, in Mishpatim, the first carbon they brought at Har Sinai was Shachar. That's what Olus Shona brings another pshat. If you make a new mizbeach, we have halacha in machan kozodek al tamid shal shachar. Has to be the first carbon brought on each mizbeach. When you, if you build a new mizbeach breaks, you build a new one. First thing you have to bring is tamid shal shachar, so it's the first one. I didn't find this to be shown. You'll tell me who says it, which Achron says it in the Masifta. I thought there was a more pusher reason why it was over shown up. Because when we're commanded to bring karbanos, where's the first place we're commanded to bring karbanos? If I'm not mistaken, I don't mean karbanos are mentioned. Right. I mean, we're commanded to bring korbanos. I don't mean korbanos are mentioned, right? Yeah, it says, "Oh, you should build in Yisro a stone mizbeach to bring your korbanos." But where's the first place we're commanded to bring korbanos? Anyone remember Chumash? Tetzaveh, Parsha Tetzaveh, right after the Mishnah, right? Yeah. Right after the Kalim and the building and the Kuna. What's the first thing it says in the Tzave after Mizeh Asher Taselam is Beach? Tasimene Shana, Shnaim Layo, Tamimim Shnaim Layom Tamid, it's like Kevzecha Taseva Boker. So it's really the first Ola we're commanded to bring into Tzave is, forget it, it's the first one in Pinchas, the first one in Chodesh. Because I don't think we're ever commanded to bring Korbanos. It was mentioned Agav Orcha, we're never commanded to bring Korbanos. That's what I would have said. I would have said that it means Parsha Tetzaveh. Okay, but whatever it is, that's what it means. That's not an Ola. That's not an Ola Rishonah, that's not an Ola. Yeah, that's weird in many reasons, in many ways, right? I mean, that's also not in the Mishkan. And here we're talking about the Mishkan, but that's not an Ola. Okay, anyway, Lamaisa, why is the Tamid Shal Shachar the first Ola? So we have four reasons. Who says that? Refersh says it. No, before Refersh. Thought it was a good shot. They'll also bring Rav Soloveitchik in 150 years, not tomorrow. Anyone who's a real Gullah becomes kosher eventually. Anyway, okay, so we have four pshatim. Either we know it means Tamid Shal Shachar, which is the first one in Pinchas, Rashi, because it's the one the Jews brought at Har Sinai, according to one, the opinion that says it was Olas Tamid, the other thing says Olas Riyah Tosfos, because it's the first one you have to bring to Mechanic every new Mizbeach. Also Tosfos, or Refersh, because in Parshas Tetzaveh is actually the first carbon we were commanded to bring in the Torah, certainly the first Ola we were commanded to bring, the first carbon we were commanded to bring in a Mishkan, and the first regular carbon we're commanded to bring. Again, carbon Pesach is a little funny when you bring it at home, etc. We'll exclude that. It's not part of the Torah before the Matan Torah, etc. Okay. In any case, that's we've halacha. You have to bring the olas, the tomet shel shachar first. How do you ever get anything after the shel minarayim? However, hikar leach al beashlamin. You have to be makir on it. Now again, what does on it mean? Chel beashlamin. Okay, my Talmudah. The simple pshuta shel mikra is aleh is referring to eish, right? I believe eish is the keva, right? Keish or chelas bro shahar. So hikar leach. It means you burn on the fire, Helvei Hashlamim, right? Not the whole Shlamim, just the Chil of the Shlamim. So my Talmud, how does that mean you can't bring any carbonos if Tom Shalbein or Bayim or Bayim? Allah Shlamim Lochaber to Shlamim. Allah is referring to the Ola, not the Eish, right? Al Pimedrish Chazal, Al Pitar Shalapeh, Allah is referring to the Ola. So you are a Tirolah Ola, and on that Ola, on the Tom Shal Shachar, you then bring the Chalbei Shlomen, meaning you bring Shlomen after Tom Shal Shachar, you don't bring them after its colleague, after Tom Shabin Arbayim. Masla, Rabbi, Ema Shlomen, Kulanakriv, Ha'olos Nakriv, Rabbi, Esther, we only should bring Shlomen, but Ola should be okay. Elamar, Rabbi, Hashlomen, Aleha Hashlem. Right? It's not referring to Shlomen, it's Darshan as Hash, Aleha Hashlem, Kalakarbonus Kulam. Victor Aleha Chalbei Shlomen means Aleha Hashlem. You have to be mashlim all your kavanos on the Tom Shal Shachar, which means before the Tom Shal Bein Ha'arbayim. Tana Rabbanan. Tomid Kod LePesach. Tomid is for Pesach. Pesach Kod LeKtoris. Ktoris Kod Demes LeNeiros. Why is Pesach after Tomid? After all, we just said Aleha Hashlem. Right? So Tulsa says, what's the Gemara's question now? What happened to Aleha Hashlem? Why would the Pesach be after Tomid? Yuuchar Dover, we mentioned this, Shinemar, but Erevin Arbaim, Dosh, Nimur, Erev, Elevin Arbaim, oh God. Okay, Tomin Shal Bein Arbaim only says Bein Arbaim. Pesach says Bein Arbaim and Ba'erev, which makes it later than something that just says Bein Arbaim, so therefore Pesach has to be later. Yehachi, Ktoris, Veneros, Nami, Nikdemu, Pesach. If so, then Pesach should also be after Ktoris and Neros. Yuuchar Dover, Shinemar, Erevin Arbaim, Dosh, Nimur, Elevin Arbaim, oh God. Ktoris and Neros say Bein Arbaim. Pesach also says by Erev, so Pesach should be last. Shani Hasan, the Miyad Rachmana, no, there's a Miyad Oso. The time, Yach, the Miyad Oso, May Erev Boker. It says May Erev Boker by the Neiros, right? Yarocha, Samaro, May Erev Boker. Ten Lamidasa, what did we learn from Erev Boker? Ten Lamidasa, she knew like it's May Erev Ad Boker. Given enough oil that it can burn from evening to morning, meaning, you know, put in enough oil originally that it'll burn all night. Dover Acher, Ein Lechavoda Shikshir Me'erev Boker, El Ezo Levad, or another pshat, you're not allowed to do anything else from the Erev till the Boker except for the Neiros, meaning after the Neiros, you can't do anything else that evening, afternoon, evening, and night, till the next morning. My Taima, what's the reason? Why would you darshan, you can't do anything else? I'm Rekar Yarov, also Aron Vino Me'erev Boker, also Zemiyat, also Me'erev Boker, and Dover Acher Me'erev Boker. Okay, that's a drasha. Neiros can be burn from the evening till the morning, and nothing else could be brought at that time when the Neiros are burning from the evening to the morning. Therefore, we know Pesach has before the Neiros. But why is Pesach, and why is Ketores after Pesach? The Ishkish Ketores the Neiros, the Hekish of Ketores the Neiros, this Hekish is just Pshuta Shel Mikra, that Pasuk actually says. You bring the Ketores the same time as the Neiros, right? Ba-Boker, Boker, Ba-Heiti, Boas, and Neiros, Yachti, Rena, or Belmut, Oz, Ba-Halos, Aron, Isar, Neiros, Bein, Arbayin, Yachti, Rena, so there's a Hekish. Then the Ktoris has to be together with the Neiros, so that's why they're both after the Karban Pesach. The Tanya Ki Kushi, but that's one opinion in the Tanoim. The other Tanya holds like our Kasha, like our Havina. Tami Kolim Ktoris, Ktoris could demis the Neiros, and Neiros could demis the Pesach. The Taka, the Pesach is after the Ktoris and the Neiros, because you Ocher Dover Shemro by Erevin Arbayim, the Dover Shemro by Erevin Arbayim Bulvad, because you Ocher Dover Pesach by Erevin Arbayim, it's after everything. Even the Ktoris and the Neiros, the Rambam, again, he's the only one who paskins these things. Well, that's not true. The Rambam actually paskins like this second brisa of Yochar Dover. The Sefer Hochos Karban Pesach Per Galfa Lachadal. The Sefer Chinuch also paskins this way in Mitzvah Peites. The only one who disagrees is the Meiri here. The Meiri says he thinks we should pask like the first brisa. Okay, he doesn't say why. In any case, the second brisa says Pesach comes last. Oh, like I said, Oso, what do you do with Oso? Is there a Mia? You can't bring anything after the Neiros? Hi, Oso, why would they have with them? No. Oso doesn't mean you can't do anything after the Neiros. It means you can't do anything similar to the Neiros after the Neiros. A Mia is in the mind, things that are similar to it. What is similar to Neros? Things that are done inside the Heichal, as opposed to most Karbanos, which are outside in the Azara, right? What's known in the Tanakh, the Chatzar, and in Lashon Chazal, the Azara. The Ketores and the Neros are inside the Heichal, inside the actual Beit HaMikdash. Mind you, Ketores. So really, also is only my Ketores. Also means you can't bring anything else in the place of the Neros after the Neros are mined, which means you can't bring Ketores after Neros. And Ketores has to be before the Neros, which everyone agreed to. We might have thought the Pasuk says when Aaron lights the Neros, Shuda Shal Mikra is he first lights the Neros and then brings the Ketores. So first bring the Neros and then burn the Ketores. So therefore, you need to teach you that you can't bring Ketores after the Neros, you have to bring it before the Neros. Ela Bein Harbayim Yaktirena Lomeli. So what do we need this Pasuk of Bein Harbayim Yaktirena? What do we learn from the Pasuk of Bein Harbayim Yaktirena? If it doesn't mean you're makter the Ketores after the Neros, Hachigam Rachmana, Be'idah, the Melakas Neros, they makter Ketores. This is what the Torah says. When you're lighting the candles, you should already have burnt the Ketores. Ba'alos Aronas HaNeros, Bein Harbayim Yaktirena, he will already have burnt the Ketores. Okay, you have to sort of add something to this. This Gemara doesn't seem to make sense. I didn't find anyone who tell me the Sifta. If it's teaching us that when you light the Neros, you have to already have burned the Ketores, we already know that from Osab. Neros are Erev HaBoker, and nothing else inside the Heichal can be Erev HaBoker means also teach us the Ketores before the Neros. So what does it mean? What do you do with Yaktirena? That Yaktirena teaches us the Ketores is before the Neros. The Rashi is Kfarti Mukteris. So Lachora, I assume what the drasha means is Ovahalos Aronis Aneros Bein Harbayim. I have two choices. Either really saying there's no drasha. We don't darshan anything from Ovahalos Aronis Aneros Bein Harbayim Yaktirena. It just means that we say that it means that when he likes the Neros, he already brought the Ketores, but there's no drasha, which would be funny. Lachora, the Pshat drasha is that it means no. At the time that the Neros timakter Ketores, let me say it like this. I have three possible Pshat. In what's the Chiddush of the drasha? The Edan, what's the Lashon? Someone read it to me. The Edan, is that what it says?
Edan de Medlakas Neros.
De Medlakas Neros. De Hei Mikakro, is he good, right? Mikakro Ketores. The Ketores should already be Mokhtar when you light the Neros. Of course, the Ketores should already be Mokhtar when you light the Neros. Oh, so means you can't do the Ketores afterwards. So, of course, you did it beforehand. So, what's the Chiddush? So, you could say maybe there's no Chiddush. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of people talk about this. Rashi just says, Kvar Tie. It already was done. We know it was already done. That's also. What's the Chiddush? So maybe you can say there's no Chiddush. There's no Chiddush whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, they didn't mean any Chiddush. They just mean to say, yeah, you can get rid of the Psukim by saying it means you already did it. But Taka, that's not a drasha. That's not learning anything from the Psukim. I thought maybe you could say, maybe I'm going a little too far because I didn't see this in the first ship. I don't even know if this made it into the Sifka. Maybe you could say, no, Tehi Mikter Ketores, the Ketores, what do you mean the Ketores should be burnt? Does that mean you should already have finished burning the Ketores? Or maybe it means that the Ketores should be burning, right? Let's say I throw the Ketores on coals in the Mizveh HaZot, right? How do you do the Avodah Ketores? Let's remember, right? Remember from like, Dominic and Kipper, right? You take a scoop of coals from the outer Mizbeach. He puts the scoop of coals down on the Mizbeach HaZahav in the Heichal. And then he pours the Ketores onto those coals and it burns and turns into a cloud of sweet-smelling smoke. Maybe what it means is that when you light the Neros, the Ketores should still be burning. It shouldn't already have finished and expired, right? How long does that smell last? I have no idea. But how long does that burn? How long does it take Ketores to burn when you put it on coals? Anyone ever tried? I don't know, a few minutes? 20 minutes, half an hour, I don't know. Maybe what the drasha is, yes, the Ketores before the Neros, but it's not a long time before the Neros. You have to light the Neros while the smoke of the Ketores is still in the air. Maybe that's when he's being Mikdor Ketores. Yes, a hollow sign or our understanding of being Yakti Reda. When he's lighting the candles, not then he's Mikdor Ketores. When he's lighting the candles, the Ketores has to be still burning, has to still be in the air. And he can't wait until the Ketores is already finished and is already gone. So maybe that's what it means. Again, I don't know if anyone who says this. Yesh Lomar Debe'inan. Haktoris Adayin Niktar V'Holech? The Rambam does not bring such a halacha, and I'll tell you why in a minute, perhaps. The Rambam does bring this down, and who else would? Anyway, if you ask me for Pshat in the Gemara, there's got to be someone who says this, whether they're Sifter or not. I would say no. That what's it telling us? Not that you dig the Ketores afterward. The Ketores still has to be burning when you light the Neiros, and it can't already be finished burning. It can't already be burnt. That's all I would say. In the Rambam, you could say a different shot, and this I actually did see. And one of the front of the foot on some place, you'll tell me who. The Rambam has a funny shita, perhaps, right? The Rambam, the Hilchos Minhag Yosef in Perek Vav Halacha Yud, says something which drives everyone crazy, including myself. I barely slept for days because of this Rambam. But the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yud says something which seems to be against everything that all the other Rishonim hold, and all the Achronim hold, and all the Gemaras sound like, etc. If he means it, which certainly seems to. Let me read you what the Rambam says. End of Perek Vav Tumim Safin. By the way, Perek Vav Tumim Safin is like the Seder HaMarachim, Seder Yom. What does he say? The Seder, he says, Uke Seder She'osim Chonyim Baboker, like the Seder you do every day in the morning, Kachos Me'arbayim, do the same thing Me'arbayim. Chutz Me'aron Sedeshin, there's no Trumas Sedeshin in the afternoon. No Trumas Sedeshin in the Adam's Be'ach. The Seder Arachos, you don't set up the fire and light the fire. But Payasos, and you don't make lotteries. She'enos and Vorme Elim Chonyim Shachar Levad, you only do those in the morning. Now, if you look at the Rambam, he says, the simple pshat is, in the order you do things in the morning, you do it in the same order, right? It's a simple pshat of the Rambam. I'm not sure if it's defensible, but it's a simple pshat. That's a big chiddush, because the Gemara in Yoma talks about a lot of differences between the subtle order in the morning and the afternoon. The Rambam says, sounds like you do it in the same order. What's the order of Shachris, of Ketores, and Neiros? Anyone know? Don't go to your sitter in the morning. Why? Because your sitter in the morning is a bayi masader sitter or arach mishman de gemara. Baliv da b'shol. We pass like racham. Anyone know what's our sitter? I'll read it from the Rambam paragraph. Right? Otherwise, how do you know it's the Rambam? Says the Rambam. You ready? Says the Rambam, and I'm going to skip around. He says, Meitiv zeh shebehechol chamesh neiros v'yod zeh five neiros. Dot. Misha zacha v'nichnas umaktir. Whoever won the lottery for the Ketores goes in and maktir the Ketores. V'achar kach nichnas zeh shedav to meitiv shnei neiros. And then you do two neiros. Five neiros, Ketores, two neiros. Again, not like in the sitter in the morning. And sit in the morning, I don't know why we're going to leave the shalom. Now the Rama. But the Rambam says that the Ketores is in between the Chamish Neiros and the Shtei Neiros. That's what the Rambam says in the morning. That's what the Gemara says in the morning. I'll leave the Chacham. Right? That's not a Kiddush. If the Rambam really means that the order you do in the morning is the order you do in the afternoon, then what is he trying to do in the afternoon? Five Neiros, Ketores, and two Neiros. Which is not what any of the other Mepharshim think. All the other Mepharshim take it more literally. Ketores and Neiros. But the Rambam seems to say five Neiros, Ketores, and two Neiros. What does that mean? Ketores, and then finish the Neiros. If so, then this Gemara would be a good writer for the Rambam. What is this Gemara saying? Be idan de at luck of Neiros. At the time you light the Neiros, teimakter Ketores, you should be burning the Ketores. The Ketores should be nikrav when you're lighting the Neiros. We just said the Neiros have to be last. Maybe this is what the Gemara means according to the Rambam. On the one hand, the Ketores have to be after, Neiros have to be last, because also is my Ketores. On the other hand, Ketores has to be last, because Uvahalos Aaron Sanyeros Neiros by Yakti Reno. So is Ketores after Neiros, or is Neiros after Ketores? The answer is both. Ketores is after the five Neiros. That's Bahalos, Aaron, Sanir, Ben, Ben, Yakti, Rena. It's in the middle of the Neiros. Meaning the Eidon, in the middle of the Neiros. It takes us in the middle of the Neiros, because one Pasuk says Neiros, Ketores. One Pasuk says Ketores, Neiros. So it turns out, teaches that Ketores is in the middle of the Neiros. And maybe that's the Mukkar of the Rambam. Again, if you take the Rambam literally, Yesh Lomar, Ladas Rambam, and ABSY, the Rambam didn't say my shot, maybe because he said his shot. Again, if you take, when the Rambam says, it's Seder Shachar's Kach, Seder Bitter Bayim, and you think he really means what he said and said what he meant, the same Seder, then Yesh Lomar Ladas Rambam, Dit Makdir, Ketores, B'emtza Hadlokas HaNeiros. And that's what it means. That's Taka, big finish. And that would make sense. You have two opposite drushes in the order. The answer is they're both true. You don't like the Ketores first. That would be against Mahalos, Aaron, Yakti, Ben. And you don't like the Ketores last. That would be against Oso. You like the Ketores, so you like, you burn the Ketores in the middle. Okay, that would be a big finish. But then there would be strange line in our Sugya and a strange Rambam. And they would support one another, and this could be perhaps one of the reasons why the Rambam thought his shita.
I think I have that name from the Chuvas HaRashba.
Chuvas HaRashba?
Here.
Okay.
You
what?
You want it?
Chuvas HaRashba, that's a Rishon. I didn't know he quoted Rishonim. HaRashba Peirush. Look at that. They quote this before from Chuvas HaRashba. Doesn't even say anything about the Rambam. Okay. If it's a Rashba and a Rambam, then it's for sure true. Okay. Now, you can't trust the Sefer. You have to see if it's really Chuvas HaRashba. But they claim it's a Chuvas HaRashba, seeing the Ein Test 79 in the Chuvas HaRashba.
Hold up.
What?
Hold up.
It depends if it's long or short. So I'm not promising. Anyway, if it's a Chuvas HaRashba, then that makes it even more likely that it's a good shot in the Rashba. Okay, great. Look at that. Okay, fine. Now, I want to discuss a few difficult Rambams. Now, first, thank you, get the board, please. Right, well, the young man pulls off the Chuvas HaRashba, second-night test. If it's long, then forget it. Okay. Maybe he says it, maybe he doesn't. The longer it is, the less likely he actually says what the quote is saying. Chelik Aleph, yeah. Okay. There is a bit, this Rambam brings up a famous problem in the Rambam. When it comes to the Seder of the Dvarim Bein Harabayim. Right, what's the Seder of Dvarim Bein Harabayim? From our Gemara, it seems pretty pashut, right? Tamid, what are the 2 days of our Gemara? 2 days of our Gemara are Tamid Pesach, Ketores Neiros, Tamid Ketores Neiros Pesach. Subtract Pesach, it's plain to do Tamid Ketores Neiros. Everyone agreed to do Tamid Ketores Neiros. That everyone agrees. The question is, what exactly do we mean by Tamid, Ketores, and Neiros? First of all, what do we mean by Ketores and Neiros, right? The Rambam might have a Kiddush. But here is the problem. In the morning, what does the Gemara in Yoma say? The Mishnah in Yoma says, Ketores shall shachris. Right? What does the Mishnah say in Yoma? Let me read it to you. Anyone here learn Daf Yomi? This is a good chazara for you. Right? Yeah. It's already, okay, chazara from a month ago. Seder. The Mishnah says that the Ketores, the Mishnah, the Barisa? Ketores shall shachar yekrit ben dam le'ivarim, shall ben arbayim ach ben ivarim le'nesachim. Ketores of shachar is between the dam of the tamid. Shrink is Dam of the Tumid and Haktoris Eivar of the Tumid. And Ketores shall be in our bindings after the Eivar of the Tumid. Okay. What's that? What?
That's it. The Rashba says it.
The Rashba says it. Read it to me. Mefurash Shut Rashba. Okay. So maybe it isn't Shot of the Rambam, but it's Mefurash Shut Rashba. Look at that. Okay. Shut Rashba, Chelik Aleph, Simon Ayin Tes. Okay. Boy, I was figuring it was a, I don't know, Minchas whoever. Who said it for the Rambam. Okay. I think someone still says it for the Rambam. I think I saw it in the book somewhere. But I guess now that you said that. Great, so Shem Rashba. Okay, what did the Gemara in Yoma say? The Gemara in Yoma says very poshut. In the Shachar, the Ketores was Dam Tamid, Ketores, well, Ketores and Neros sort of go together. Let's call it Ketores and Neros, the two Neros, and they've already Tamid. In the Bein Harbayim, it was after Evarim. So you have a Dam Tamid, the Evari Tamid, and then the Ketores, let's call it Ketores slash Neros, right? Because the Ketores might be in the middle of the Neros. Okay, what's the drosha? It says, K'minchas ha-boker v'niskon ta'aseh, the Bein Harbayim, the mincha goes the same as the boker, meaning mincha goes last, that's after all this. The loke evari boker, but the evari and Bein Harbayim are not the same as the boker. Why? Because the evari in the morning are after the Ketores, and in the afternoon are before the Ketores. That seems to be a pretty mafurish Gemara in Yoma. The problem is this strange Rambam says the Rambam, to yourself in Vav Yud Aleph, Kiseder she'osim v'chol yom b'boker, kach osim bein harbayim. The Seder you do in the morning, you do bein harbayim, except for Trumas HaDeshen and Seder Araracha and the Payasos, which are not relevant to what we're discussing now. Right? So the Rambam seems to say the same, and he's explicit with the Seder is in the morning. He never said that you will bein harbayim, he just says Kiseder. So if the Rambam that we've bein harbayim is also the Evarim after, is also the Evarim after the Ketores. So here we have a big Kiddush, and as a matter of fact, a Stira in the Rambam. What's the Stira in the Rambam? Is that the Rambam in Tmidin Umusafin says that it's Kiseder of Shachris. Kiseder shows Uchayam Baboker. Baboker, which means a varim, or let's say this, which means Ketores, the Neros, before a varim. The Ketores and Neros always have to be together. No one ever separates the Ketores and the Neros because the Pasuk. What's the problem? So the first of all, the Rambam seems to be against the Gemara. That's already a problem. And against the Gemara that darshan the Pasuk, that makes it even more sharp of a problem. But also, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur sounds a little different. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur twice? He says, if you listen to Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, he says, remember you have the five changes of the Gadim in Yom Kippur? So in the third change of the Gadim, says Makrif Sir Khatha Shalmas Vayom Ve'ilo Ve'ilo Am Ve'im Olo So Makrif Mur Har Sir Makrif Tom Shalvi Arbayim is Makrif the Tom Shalvi Arbayim. Bacharkach Mikadosh Ed Ragalov and then he puts on the Bigdei Lava and etc. Then he Mikadosh Ed etc. It's noble to put on the Bigdei Zahav and that's in the third clothing and the fifth change of clothing Lovas Bigdei Zahav Mikadosh Ed Ragalov Makrif Tom Shalvi Arbayim Shnal Yom Meitim Sunday Rose Bein Arbayim. So the Rambam says you do the Tom Shalvi Arbayim your Makrif Tom Shalvi Arbayim in the third change of clothing, and then you put on the Bigdei Lava, take out the Kafel Machta from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then the fifth change of clothing, you do Ketores and Neros. He said the same thing in Paradal of the Lava Beis, really almost word for word the exact same thing, when he chazers the entire Seder Hayom, he says, Umakriv Tom Shalvi Arbayim, Vacharkach, he changes clothes, Vacharkach changes clothes, right, so what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim? He says, Makriv, the Tamid, shall bein harbayim in stage 3, and in stage 5, Makter Ketores, Umeitiv, Es Haneros, implying that the Evarim, which are Makriv, are before Ketores Veneros. Okay, this is a famous problem of the Rambam. How do you resolve this Stira? And I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure what the answer is. I want to have a proof as to what the right answer is. The Rama, I don't really have a proof, so I don't know what the right answer is. Obviously, the two cheap answers, one of which might be right. Okay, the two cheap answers are always in the student Rama. Say one of them's Lav Dafka, the other one's Lav Dafka. Right? That's right. You know, if you're rocket scientist, think of that. So, what could you say? Maybe you could say that this is Dafka, this is Lav Dafka. What do you mean, Lav Dafka? He only meant Zorek Dam HaTamid. When he says you're Makrif the Tamid in the third change of clothes, and then you do the first change, the fifth change of clothes, you only meant you're Zorek the Dam of the Tamid in the third change of clothes. But in Hanabi, you don't burn the Ibarim of the Tamid until the fifth change of clothes. Only Zorek Tamid. Aval Haktaras Emuri Tamid Nasa. Tvila Chamishas, right? Tvila is how we call like these stages, change of clothes, the total each time. Okay, when he said makrif, he didn't knock the whole thing. He just meant the dam. That's the ikra kava. Perhaps more likely is to say that avodas yom kippur is davka, but because this Rambam is very nechush, he equates the afternoon to the morning. It's a big chiddush. But basically, if you ask what's the relationship between the tamid shel shachar and tamid shel arbayim, simple pshat is they're slightly related, but slightly different. The Rambam makes them mamish twins, identical twins, right? Lav Dafka, when the Rambam said to seder of what you do in the morning, do in the afternoon, he just meant the same things, but not in the same order. It's just a funny word to use, seder, for that. Seder means not in the order. Seder just means the same things, which is a little hard. Like, he could have found a better word than seder if he meant that. But Lav Dafka Kiseder Elarak Osam Avodos. He didn't literally mean the order. He just meant the same Avodos. All the Avodos you do in the morning, you do in the afternoon, except for Trumas Hadeshen and Seder Havaracha and Payosos. It's just funny that he used the word Kiseder if he meant not in the order, just the same things in a different order. He could have said, you know, Kamosha Osim. Daphne's word, the Seder, sounds like the Seder. So, you can always say something's Lav Dafka. You know, the perhaps most attractive option is to say that all the Rambams are Dafka. Perhaps the best shot is to say that all the Rambams are Dafka. If all the Rambams are Dafka, then what comes out? That the regular Seder all year long is that the Ketaras and Neiros are before the Ibarim. But Dafka and Yom Kippur, the Ibarim are before the Ketoros and the Neiros, right? Third shot is, say everything's Davka. Davka Bechol Hashana, and Davka the Yom Kippur. Maybe there's a difference in Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. After all, when the Mishnah says, Bein Harbayim, the Ibarim are first, that's the Mishnah in Yom. And it's always hard to tell when the Mishnah Yom. Remember we discussed that last year a little, in terms of the Payasos, right, the Balamor, and the Ramban. It's a little hard to tell when the, was it last year Yom? Whenever it was. Last year? Yeah. It's a little hard to tell when the Mishnah Yom is talking about all, or every day when it's talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe, no, this is Dafka Yom Kippur, and that's Bazeh Osekes. Mishnah, the Yoma, the Mishnah Yoma. So on Yom Kippur, the Ketoros is after, and the Neiros, which go with it, are after the Ibarim in the afternoon. But all year long, the afternoon is the same as the morning. The difference in Yom Kippur and every day of the year. Why would there be a difference in Yom Kippur and every day of the year? Before you have to say, what's the drusha? It's not really a drusha. The drusha is the mincha in the afternoon has to be the same order as the mincha in the morning. But look, Ibarim. Not there's a drasha, the mincha has to be the same order, but the Ibarim have to be a different order. Say the mincha has to be the same order, but there's no drasha, the Ibarim have to be the same order. It never says the Ibarim have to be in the same order. Maybe the Rambam sort of understood this as what's the drasha. Drasha is Kiminchas haboker, kach
Seder HaMincha Bein Har Bayim, right? We didn't put Mincha on the board. That's the lab. That's after everything. The low Eivar in a Boker. The Mincha, the Boker, the Mincha, Bein Har Bayim have to be the same place in the order. But the Eivar don't have to be in the same place. Maybe the Rambam didn't understand there's a drasha. Maybe the Rambam understood that it's a lack of drasha. There's a drasha about the Mincha being in the same place. There's no drasha about whether or not the Eivar have to be in the same place. The Eivar are allowed to be in the same place or allowed to be in a different place. Right? The Eivar in the Araisa, there's no Seder for the Eivar in the Tamash of Bein Har Bayim. Maybe that's how the Rambam understood. Maybe the Rambam understood what would be the Svara. The Svara would be there's no drasha about Eivar in Bein Har Bayim. If there's no drasha, you could do it before the Ktoris, you could do it after the Ktoris. So when do we do the Varin compare the Ktoris Bein Har Bayim? When? So that depends. On a regular day, oh, we want the same Seder both times. After all, if the Seder is logical for the morning, that's what's more important than that. Then, so therefore, if there's no specific drasha, then what do we say? On a regular day, do it the same as the Boker. The Rambam is a general rule. They want to do the same thing twice a day. It's easier to keep track of twice a day. Whatever Sodos and Lomas El Yonam are accomplished by the morning order will be accomplished by the afternoon order. I'm not a bucky enough to know whether Lomas El Yonam will be different in the afternoon, but let's assume. But for whatever reason, they want it to be, but on Yom Kippur, they had a different problem. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, for various reasons, this is also sheep of the Rambam that's against Rashi. If you learn about the Rashi, you see that Rashi does not hold that the Tamash Lein Arbayim is the third Tvilah, third change of clothes. But in Yom Kippur, they knew the Tamash Lein Arbayim was in the third Tvilah, and the Ktoris and the Neiros were in the fifth. And they didn't want to split the Tamash Lein Arbayim among two different Tvilahs with two different changes of clothes. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, they had a good reason. What was the reason for changing the order? The reason was they didn't want to split Avodas HaTamid among two different tefilos. Again, what we mean by tefilos, this is like code words from a Seches Yoma, meaning stages of changes of clothes, right? There are five tefilos and five stages. First is Big Bizab, then Big Bilaban, then Big Bizab, then Big Bilaban, then Big Bizab. So maybe, really, the Rambam understood that Mida Oraisa, there was no Seder Kavua for the Eivarim versus the Ktores. Mida Oraisa, there was no Seder Kavua. And therefore, Mida Rabbanan, on a regular day, they said, do it the same in the morning, same in the afternoon. That's the easiest way to keep track of the Seder Yom Kippur Mikdash. That fits everything else. And in a Yom Kippur, which is what they're discussing with Seppes Yoma, they said, since we don't have to do the Eivar in a particular place, therefore it's better to do the Eivar before Ktoris, because we want the Eivar to be in the same change of clothes as the Dam. And we don't want to have the Dam and the Tum in one change of clothes and the Eivar in a different change of clothes. Okay, maybe that's Shana Rabbah, maybe not. I can't prove it. Again, I've been, really staying up very late at night all week trying to prove what's the real Shana Rabbah, instead of just saying you can say whatever you want. So I already know I can say whatever I want. And I can't find a proof in the Rambam as to what's the right shot. Again, it's very mechudish to say there's a difference in Yom Kippur and everything else. But the other option is, to make the Rambam lavdavka, and especially to make the word Kesedir lavdavka, is a little hard to swallow. And to make the Yom Kippur lavdavka is also a little hard to swallow. If the Eivar were in the fifth Tvilo, why didn't he mention them? Why did he just say Makr? It's not Makr of Tumsh, it's Makr of the whole Tumsh. So maybe there's a difference in Yom Kippur and everything else, but if there is a difference in Yom Kippur and a regular day, it's going to have to be drop on it. You have to say that Midah Oraisa, the Torah did not tell you the Seder HaTvarim between Eivarim and Ktoris. It only told you the Seder HaTvarim and Mincha, never told you the Seder HaTvarim of Eivarim and Ktoris, and therefore Midah Rabbanan, they differentiate between Yom Kippur and a regular day. Okay, Kach Nerlin is Daiti is the only Daf of Shat Rambam. Again, you can tell me who says that in the Masifta.
I see
Yom Kippur is different.
Yeah, he says that.
And obviously, it sounds like a Rabbanan reason if it's Shiela who makes him build a yom. Somehow they make it quicker so we can go home earlier. If that's what he says, then I might prefer saying
just to not split the Arunas Atamim into two different fields. But good, I have Merkabas HaMishnah. Okay, so this shot is found in the Merkabas HaMishnah. More or less. In the Merkabas HaMishnah. Whoever the Merkabas HaMishnah is. I mean, there are two Merkabas HaMishnahs, and I don't know which one that is.
His name is
Rav Shlomo Michal. Oh, Rav Shlomo Michal. Merkabas HaMishnah from the Ashkenazi Merkabas HaMishnah. Rav Shlomo Michal. You should know, by the way, that they were actually very smart in Talmud. there are a lot of big adults in Michal. Yeah, they got a bad rap. I guess now they call it fake news. Okay. Let us now get to the really hard drama. What's the really hard drama? Very simple. Our Gemara says, right? Everyone agrees. There's no room for disagreement about this, right? I know the Reform Conservative hold. At least within Orthodox Judaism, there's no difference of opinion. There's no pluralism, no room for disagreement. The Talmud shall lay our bindings before the Pesach. Right? That's Pashut. The question is just why, right? Why is the Pesach Achar Talmud shall bein harbayim against, as Tosfos points out on the top of Daf Nun Tes, against the normal rule of Aleha Hashleim? Right? By the way, what do we call Aleha Hashleim in Gemara Lashon? The Asei da Hashlama. The Asei of Hashlama. Right? The Gemara, in the very next sugya says, it's not Asei, it's not Aleha. It's not Asei of Hashlama. Okay, why? So our Gemara says very Poshet. Yehuchar Dover. Meaning, it's a drasha, right? Drasha from Ba'erev. The Rambam says something exceedingly peculiar. Where does the Rambam say this? In the context of not the Hilchos Torah Pesach. The Hilchos Torah Pesach just says the Pesach comes after the Talmud shall be in our bayim. All right. Seder, reasonable enough, right? And he doesn't say why, and that's also reasonable because he doesn't have to say why, and he usually doesn't say why in the Mishnah Torah. But Hilchos Tmidu Musaf and Perek Aleph says the Rambam. Ready? If you shall also hacker of carbon cloud called carbon shall shachar, that's our gemara. The chesam days, you're not allowed to bring four carbon shall shachar. Below shochin carbon out of tamashal yerbayim, you're not allowed to shef the tamashal yerbayim. That's also our gemara. Le hashli, chutin carbon pesach abayim, except in carbon pesach. So far, just our gemara. E efshar shiach krivu kol yisrael b'stein b'shnei shows, because it's impossible that all the Jews mock their Karban Pesach in 2 hours. There's not enough time to mock their Karban Pesach before the Tumim, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, we do it after the Tumim, and then Dalai says, Ein Shalom Pesach, Elo L'Achar Tumim Shalom Vayim. You have to dafka do it after the Tumim. Why is Karban Pesach after the Tumim? Because there's not enough time beforehand. Not enough time beforehand. Okay, what's strange about this Rambam?
Doesn't give the Gemara's reason.
Hey, then it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's Drusha. And the Rambam says, it's a Svara. Like, it's not even a good Svara. But even if it were a good Svara, well, it's against the Gemara. What else is strange about the Rambam? The Lachemish says, if the issue is running out of time, why not do it before and? If there's no drasha, just no time, why not do it before and after? Seems like a good question. And what else is strange about the Rambam?
It takes 2 hours.
No, it takes a long time. Is there really no time before the Tumit? After all, think for a second. Our Mishnah. There's not enough time after the Tumid, so what do we do? Question Tumid earlier. So what do you mean there's not enough time before the Tumid? Just make the Tumid later.
Yes.
So there's not enough time before the Tumid. Make the Tumid at 10 hours or 11 hours. Right?
Yes.
This Rama is strange in many, 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 many ways. Here I will tell you something I'm missing in my life. What's missing in my life? Not a new car. I actually don't want a new car. If you drive a new car, you're just nervous you can get a dent. Right? What's missing in my life? What's missing in my life is this. It's such a strong... I don't know what's stronger or weaker, but the most basic of these kashas is, what do you mean there's no time before the tumid? Just bring the tumid a little later. However much you need, bring the tumid a little later. What's the big deal? Why not bring the tumid later? Seems like an obvious question. And why can't the Rambam just say bring the tumid a little later? So I will point out the very first question in our parak. of Tosfos. Why on every day, Tumid? Everything has an explanation in the Gemara. The Gemara explains everything perfectly, except for one thing. Why on every day is Tumid Nikrav 8.5? Sorry, Nishka 8.5, Nikrav 9.5? To give room for the Dharma and the Davos. So Tosfos asks, okay, why only give room to 8.5? Why not go 9.5 to 10.5? 10 to 11, 10.5 to 11.5? Right? Why is the latest you ever bring it 8.5? So Tosa says to leave enough time for Ktoris and Neros. Leave enough time for Ktoris and Neros. Right? But it's a little dachuk. It really takes from 9.5, another 2.5 hours for Ktoris and Neros? I mean, look, I don't know about the Neros. I'm not an expert in, I'm not a Boy Scout. I don't know anything about lighting fires. But I know how to bring the Ktoris, you know. Take a scoop of coals, put it on the Be'ah HaZahav, take a scoop of Ktoris, and put it on the Be'ah HaZahav. I understand preparing the Ktoris was a big deal, right? But that you did all your law, right? I mean, how long can it take? Now, someone will tell me, you forgot Mishnayos and Yomah, they would scoop up the coals with a big scooper and then pour it into a smaller scooper and to make sure it was nice and full, and some of it would be swept up on the floor. Okay, someone else has been sweeping. I do it with a big sweeper. With a big scooper. Big matta. Put the coals in here, walk inside. How much am I walking? I don't know, a few meters. Put on the Be'ah HaZahav. Go get some Ktoris, burn it on there. Doesn't seem like it takes an hour to me. I'm not convinced about the neighbors either, but whatever. Like, it seems, it's just, the answer is dochuk. Why never go later than 8.5? Tosfos' answer was, because you need enough time for Ktoris. He didn't say the words Ktoris and neighbors. That was in the other version of Tosfos on our daf. You need enough time for other things. Seems like too much time. The Radvaz said another pshat because of Zrit Makdim Lemitzos. Okay, but it's a little funny. You know, like on the other hand, maybe you want to have time for a lot of karbanos. No, they're not great answers. Basically, there are two questions that reinforce each other. Why the Ramban? Basically, what I'm claiming is this. In the Gemara, in my mind, this part is pasha to me. Maybe I'm crazy. Right? Even if I'm crazy, I don't think I'm crazy about this. Question on the Gemara. Question on the Mishnah. Why not go later than 8.5? Every day. Every day. To allow more Nedarim and Nedavos. It's not just Nedarim and Nedavos. It's also Cholos, right? Chatos is. Ushams, etc. So it says Tosfos, you need time for Ktoris Veneros. You don't want to be squished. That's clearly not the Rambam shot, because the Rambam holds the Ktoris Veneros before the Pesach. So he obviously holds you can do the Ktoris Veneros very fast and have a lot of time before the Pesach, right? Keep in mind, you bring it 7.5, you finish 8.5, then you have Ktoris Veneros. If it took 2 hours, there wouldn't be enough time for the Pesach. Obviously, they're only giving 3 hours for Karban Pesach. So on a regular day, regular Pesach, Tumid is from 7.5 to 8.5, Ktoris and Neros are from 8.5 to 9, and then Karban Pesach. Obviously, they brought the whole Ktoris and Neros to Chik Chak. Right? No big deal. Says the Radvaz. He also brings Tosfos. He says reason. Zrizin Makdimen. Could be, but it's sort of random. You know, how do you know when to be Zrizin Makdimen and when to... My impression is that the Rambam thought... No, there's some real reason, not yet I give you the evidence. There's a strong reason why you can't go past 8.5 to 9.5. But there's a better reason. He definitely doesn't hold Tosfos. And basically, I can prove he doesn't hold Tosfos and he doesn't hold Advaz. He doesn't hold Tosfos because the Rambam holds you can do Ktoris and Neros quickly. Why? Let me remind you. On a regular Erev Pesach, 7.5 to 8.5 with the Tumid. Then you do Ktoris and Neros. We had that on the last board. And then the Pesach. Pesach needed 3 hours, not, you know, a long time. So I don't think Ktoris and Neros only took half an hour or 45 minutes or whatever. And if the Rambam just made, because there's Zrizos, you don't bring the Tumid, you want to bring the Tumid a little earlier, then why on Erev, if there's not enough time for Karbanos Pesach, then just do it later. It's no Zrizos to bring the Tumid early for the middle of other mitzvos. It seems to the Rambam that there was a better reason. And therefore, since the Rambam had a better reason, a better reason why you can't do the Tumid, you never do Tumid past 8.5 to 9.5. Never. Meaning you never go into what we call Minchah Ketanah, right? You never go past the 9.5 line. 8.5 to 9.5. And therefore, the Rambam says, well, on Erev, it doesn't answer all the questions, but on Erev Pesach, you have to, the Pesach after the Tumah, he says, not enough time before the Tumah. There's no having to make Tumah later, because you cannot make Tumah later. Yeah, Mechachila. I just don't know what that better reason is. That's what I'm missing in my life. I'm hoping someone will be here to tell me. What's the better reason of the Rambam? Right? I'm willing to hear from anyone. Right? What's the better reason that the Rambam thinks that you can't have the Tumah later than 8.5, which is Mocher from what he says here?
You want to make sure since it's a Tumah that's there during the day, you want the carbon to be really burnt, totally on his back before you get later in the time.
You want to have time to burn it before, you want to have time to burn it.
These are direct things. It's not like others. They sit all night.
I'm saying you need 2.5 hours to burn it before nightfall, and you want to burn it before nightfall to be kind of the Tumah to be able to say, yo, okay. That is a good theory, but that's only half the job. Why? Because you can make up whatever theory you want. Then you have to find some proof for it. So that's a good theory, but, okay, someone here, someone listening, even someone listening on Zoom, I was actually counting on Adi Gatli, but you'll owe me.
Here.
You have to give me the reason. What is the reason for the Rambam why you can't go later than 8.5? Okay, maybe like Morty says, you want it to get burnt beforehand, but I want to get some clue to that someplace. Okay, I'm going to leave that to Sarah Ian. Why is that a better reason? That's what I'm missing in my life. Right. It's okay. You don't have to have everything you want out of life. You just have to strive. Okay, now, of course, what's the bigger problem with the Rambam? There we have to end in 2 minutes. The bigger problem with the Rambam is, why is he against the Gemara? What happened to the Gemara? The Gemara says the drasha. And the Rambam says it's a smara. Right? Not to mention the third question of, you know, why did it before and after. All these three questions on the Lechem Mishnah. Right? That was in that order. Why is Rambam against the Gemara? So this is very, very tricky. So one possibility is that maybe the Rambam has a radically different shita. And the Rambam's l'shitase. What is the Rambam l'shitase? The Ramban has the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? At the end of the Sefer Mitzvah, Aseiz and Losa, says the Ramban has Shechas Ha'as and all the Aseiz, the Ramban forgot, all the Losa says the Ramban forgot. What happened? Because the Ramban, okay, without getting into the exact math, but theoretically at least, the Ramban on the Ramban of Sefer Mitzvah HaSago says, this isn't a real mitzvah, this is a real mitzvah, this is a real mitzvah. He was short a few. So afterwards, when he was short a few, he fills in, and these are the ones you forgot to count that are real mitzvahs to get back to 248 and 365. So the 11th, I think I wrote mitzvah then. He claims the Rambam forgot is the mitzvah say v'asei tashlama. Right, says the Rambam. The mitzvah say to bring all other korbanos between the Tumah shel Shachar and the Tumah shel Bein Har Bayin is the one you forgot. It's a vina lahakrav kol korbanos avam in dover obachova bein shnei atzmidim lo korban Tumah shel Shachar lo achar Tumah shel Bein Har Bayin who amar yisparach baruch leolah v'hikra lechal v'ishlama alash like kol korbanos kulam. That's the Aseid Hashlama. The Rambam doesn't count it. The question is, why does the Rambam not count the Aseid Hashlama as it is to say? Anyone have a theory? Rambam, E-F-Shar, Lahakrib. Sorry, I'm just filling this in for this fourth. Code Atomid. Okay, anyone have a theory? The Aseid Hashlama. Ramban counts it. The Rambam doesn't. Why not? Why not? So the Megillus Esther has a theory, he says, to explain probably half of the Shechas Ha'asin, why the Rambam didn't count them. The Megillus Esther has the following theory. It's a theory. I'm not convinced it's true. You know, there's two kinds of mitzvahs. Mitzvah Seh, Mitzvah Lo Sasa. Generally, Mitzvah Lo Sasa are things you're not supposed to do. Generally, mitzvah say are things you're supposed to do. This is a mitzvah say the hashlama, but it's something you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to be makriv anything before the Tumah shel Shachar or after the Tumah shel Bein Har Bayin. What do we call a mitzvah say that you're not supposed to do something? It's called a lav habami kol say, or it's called a say. Says the Megillus Esther, the Rambam didn't count lav habami kol say towards his count. He only counted pure ases and pure losases. Rama never counts a lava bombing Klal Sei. This is very, very tricky, because, for example, the Rama counted Shabboson on Shabbos. There's a few counterexamples, but you're going to have to get very lumpish to defend the Megillah Esther. Obviously, the Megillah Esther knew these counterexamples, right? He's writing a book on the Sefer Mitzvahs. But don't think this Megillah Esther is so pasha. Again, the Rama counts not working, resting from work on Shabbos. Isn't that a lot of Bobby Klal Sei? And lots of other ones like that. So it's really, really far from Pashut. The Rambam counts in a say of Fasting and Kippur. Okay, well, that you can get out easier for the Rav. Says the Megillas Esther. This is his general Shita. Lav Haba Miklal Asei. Doesn't count. But it's an attractive answer, except for the fact that it doesn't really work so well. Okay, what else could you say? If you want to kill two birds with one stone. Aha, couldn't you think of the mitzvah of what? Of tamei. Maybe it's a detailed mitzvah of tamei. Maybe you could say, right? All right, I have to go to the sentence and see who says this. Maybe you could say that it's part of the mitzvah of hakravas tmidim. Meaning, it's not really an isra say to bring something outside of the framework. It's part of the essay of Tumidim that a Tumid has to be first and last. The reason I can't bring something after the Tumid or before the Tumid is to the Tumid supposed to be first and last. Maybe we'll come back to this. Maybe it's part of the mitzvah of my bro's Tumidim that we have to be makir first and last. Therefore, there's only isser to be makir of something before the Tumid Shachar, after Tumid Shachar, by you. There's a mitzvah to makir of a Tumid first and a Tumid last. And you've ruined that mitzvah. You've ruined that mitzvah if you makir something at the wrong time. Okay, that's certainly possible. The more radical way to say is that maybe the Rambam holds that the Seid HaShlom is only Drabbanan, and it's only Nesmachta B'Yalma. Maybe the Rambam holds it's only Nesmachta B'Yalma, it's only Drabbanan. Maybe it's only Midrabbanan who Kra Asmachta B'Yalma. Who says this then? Well, we'll get there. Okay. Maybe it's only an asmachta midrabbanan. If it's only an asmachta midrabbanan, then that explains why the Rambam doesn't count it. That also explains the Rambam here. Oh, why does the Rambam give a smart instead of a drasha? Well, the drasha are really asmachtas. There is no aseidah shlomo. It's just a xera drabbanan. It's in drabbanan.
Somebody called Beit Dale.
Somebody called Beit Dale. Or?
Shadato shakaladin removes sugatin in the city of Rahina
Mina. Beit Dale is on the Bar Ilan. Okay, well, look it up.
Okay.
It's on the Bar Ilan. Beit Dale. I don't know who it is. It's on the Bar Ilan, the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam holds only a smachta b'yalma. If it's only a smachta b'yalma, there is no drasha b'aseidah shlomo. Just a xera drabbanan. And if it's only a xera drabbanan, then when you make an exception to it, you don't need a real drasha. It's also a smachta b'yalma. So then you could say here also, maybe you could say that, right? What are the answers to the stira? Maybe you could say that it's that the drasha is just an asmachta, and the Rambam is the real reason. Really, there's only drabbanan. It's just an asmachta liyama. The drabbanan has a reason. Rambam tells you the real reason is because they didn't have enough time beforehand, so they made it afterwards. Then they found the drasha making asmachta liyama out of. Happening drabbanan against the Seid HaShlama. The Seid HaShlama is also on the drabbanan. Baharaya, I didn't count it toward the Tariyag Mitzvos. That's the base L's way, right? He's very holy and Pirish. That's the base L's way of answering the Rambam. It's just a big finish because our Gemara makes it sound like, you know, if we darshan by Torah, one darshan saved by Torah, it's got to be darshan this puzzle, got to be darshan that puzzle. The Gemara makes it sound like a real drasha.
Really, two different drashas.
And you heard there was another thing. They just happen to be against each other, right? One is mostly from the other. Okay, so we'll have to leave it a little bit in suspense now and pick up with this. We'll have a few more ha'aros about this. We'll finish up our discussion this next time. Maybe we'll get a little more into the Aseid HaShlema. So, Amir Tashem to be continued. Amir Tashem to be continued. But it's a very radical idea that the Rambam holds that everything in our sugya is only Rabbanan, from the beginning to the end, in which case everything, almost everything makes sense. But you see, we still have a lot of questions that we need to answer. So please feel free to go over and answer all the questions. And we'll continue our discussion next time.
change my smile anyway. My voice.
Germany.